And again, throughout this hour, we're trying to get you updated on the protests going on in about a half a dozen countries all over the Middle East. There are protests in Bahrain, where it looks as though the government is cracking down. Protests in Libya, where certainly from all reports that we're getting, the government is coming down very aggressively, perhaps with sniper fire off of rooftops. Yemen, the West Bank, we just heard from. And with us all this hour is Zachary Lockman, professor of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies and History at New York University. Zachary, I want to test out with you this falling domino theory that many people seem to be really pleased with at this point, thinking that all of this began in Tunisia and we're going to see the dominoes fall across the Middle East. Do you think that holds water?
Well, the dominoes are tottering, but it's not yet clear which will fall, if any. All of these countries have very different circumstances. There were particular configurations in both Tunisia and Egypt, mainly that the army stayed out of it and refused to engage in repression. That's not necessarily the case in other places. Libya is a much tougher nut to crack. Bahrain's a much tougher nut to crack. So there will be protests. There may be protests in other places, but it doesn't mean that there'll be success as there was in those countries.
Well, let's go to one of the countries now. Hakeem Al-Masmari joins us, publisher and editor of the Yemen Post. Hakeem, can you tell us what is happening in Yemen today?
Yemen is witnessing a new era. Protests are not only continuing. The government, with the selfishness, is attacking protesters, which is making them stronger and stronger by day. The attacks and violations the government goes through with anti-government protesters are very violent, and over the last 2 days, hundreds have been injured, and two were reported killed yesterday by security forces. So yes, it is escalating, Celeste, and we believe that if the government continues with this nonsense, Yemen will fall very soon, and sooner than expected.
Well, we just got a news that a large group of influential clerics had demanded that the president step down. Can you give us more details about that?
These clerics are demanding what the people want. They know that the people are fed up and that the people have reached the limit where they feel that change needs to take place, or either that the ruling family falls or the whole country will fall if they don't fall. So the scholars here are saying that we would prefer that one family falls and not to risk having the whole country in chaos, therefore making Yemen enter a new civil war.
But Hakeem Al-Masmari, you know, Yemen isn't necessarily the strongest central government in the Middle East. I mean, you've got a lot of tribal leaders. The government is unstable at best. What happens if the government falls? Does Yemen then kind of disperse into a bunch of different regions that are ruled by different tribal leaders?
Even now, tribal leaders are the ones who control many parts of Yemen. But the problem right now is that the army is solely controlled by the ruling family. So we look, if the ruling family is really willing to give in for the people, then Yemen will see less clashes. But from what we see on the ground, the ruling family is very firm in holding on to rule, which makes us feel that they will not do what Mubarak and bin Ali did of giving in to the people, and would want thousands and thousands to die before they give in.
Hakeem Al-Masmari is publisher and editor of the Yemen Post. He's speaking to us from Sana'a, Yemen. We do have reports from the Associated Press that in the capital of Sana'a, 2,000 police officers faced off with protesters yesterday, fired guns in the air, blocking students from joining the demonstrations. Hakeem Al-Masmari, thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.